You're now live in the mix with... You're in the mix with the Bleed DJs.
We take it over. What up? It's Everest Journey, and you know I got my bestie to the left of me.
What it is, man? Your boy KB at Heavy Mixing. It remains a lifestyle.
It does. And what? See, today's topic. Normally we don't go straight into it. We have little funny anecdotes, but I ain't got none right now. So today's topic, it was actually brought to you by the end of cutting season. It's over. You know, a lot of relationships are ending because it's getting summertime. Bitches about to start walking around half naked and shit.
I told you, Marcho.
Yeah.
It makes a big difference.
It does. So now we got to do something for you people who are looking for those summer romances but mourning the loss of your winter cuddy buddy. And that what you say, cuddy buddy?
That's not what I say.
What you say?
I don't be having no cuddly buddies. Cat buddies.
Really, bitch? Really?
I don't, seriously. Not me, man. Shit.
We don't believe you. You need more people.
I just be chilling. On the scruzzle.
As do I.
And even that don't work all the time.
Who shit. You telling? You be my own damn business. Here come motherfuckers want to fuck with you. And then all they do is play fucking games and shit. All I'm saying.
You'll have that?
All I'm saying. All I'm saying. So we gonna talk breakups today. And since my phone is taking forever to load the emails in which I need to see, I'm gonna go off the dome and we gonna do that 702, get it together. And then I'm gonna come back and we gonna discuss that song, because I got forever have thoughts about that song since it came out.
Let's.
You remember this song?
Not specifically.
Really? I don't really want to go. I don't really want to stay. What I really hope and pray is, can we get it together?
Oh, yeah, I do know this song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We come back.
I wanna
Relationships, I can't deal with this type of inconsistency. If somebody, either you go or you fucking stay. I don't want to hear all this back and forth. I had somebody try to argue with me not too long ago. Oh, I'm gonna do this. Okay, do that. Oh, okay, no, I'm gonna do this. All right, well, do that. I mean, what the fuck do you want from me? Like, what people don't understand. Like, I know I'm dating nowadays. Something new for me. I don't normally date, but I am now. But something since my divorce. Like, I would tell anybody in the sound of my damn voice, guess what? I ain't got no more energy for games or bullshit. If you want to leave me, I'm not going to beg you to stay. I'm not running after you. Ain't going to be no damn tears. It's just going to be like, poof, bye, gone. You don't exist. Like, I deuces. Mean... I don't want to be heartless, but
You can't make nobody stay where they don't want to be.
Exactly. Like, I done already been through a divorce. Shit, that shit's expensive. Falling in love is fucking inexpensive. Getting out of love is fucking expensive. I ain't got time for these games.
Well, falling in love can definitely be expensive.
Shit, getting out that bitch is more expensive. Trust my words.
Probably, I believe you.
Yeah. Motherfuckers be trying to get you. I wonder about it. Motherfuckers trying to get you for fucking spousal support and shit.
Support
in real life.
They got accustomed to a certain lifestyle. Those motherfuckers that pay that shit fucking on the daily.
I'm about to go back to an ugly place. We're not going there. Well, yeah, saying is I can't do that inconsistency. Let's cut out the games, people. Like, this is my question. We are over 30 at this point. Yes, I'm admitting. We are over 30 at this point.
I've been over 30 for some time now, definitely.
I'm fresh over 30. But still, when do the games stop? Or do they ever?
Man, I'm going to go ahead and keep it 1,000 with you. In my experience, the game is the game. And the game will always be out there.
I don't want to play no more. What if you don't want to play no more? Where the tap out button? Is that marriage? Is that the tap out button?
Maybe it's marriage. Maybe you buy a box of cats. You know what I'm saying?
A litter of kittens.
Yeah. You get like a fresh litter of like tabby cats and just fucking... Just retire from the game. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it. I'm out. I don't want to play no more.
I don't. I'm willing to take my ball and go home. That's where I'm at in life. Like, I'm so fucking over this shit.
Take the ball and go
home. I want to take my ball and go home. Like, oh, relationships are bullshit. Like, they just are.
It's rough out there. You know what I'm saying?
It is. It's hard out in these streets. I told one of my homies, you know, we have our little, we call it the council. So when stuff comes, you know, stuff comes up, we get on the, like, group chat or we get on the, the three-way, you know, everybody conferencing, we get to cheating and chatting about, you know, what's going on. And I'm like, look, you don't want to enter the game again, just deal with your bullshit. It's gonna be bullshit left, right, wherever you go. So you gotta determine what I had to determine. Like, damn, is his bullshit gonna be greater than the bullshit I experience on my own? Let's try on my own for 1,000, Alex.
There's going to be some bullshit in the mix.
Either way, it's going to be bullshit. But how much bullshit are you willing to withstand?
How much can you withstand?
Can you stand the shit? No.
How much of it are you willing to withstand? You know what I'm saying?
I got a low tolerance for bullshit. I do.
Me, my tolerance for bullshit is quite low as well. That, I think maybe that's a part of my problem, because now...
Well, we got the same problem. Maybe that's why we've been friends so damn long. We don't deal with, like, the stupidity, like... We don't. Like, I'm not gonna sit here and argue with you. Like, you know, that's what my ex used to tell me, though.
I just be trying to, like... come to a common accord. It's shit that seems simple to me oftentimes don't seem simple to other people.
That's true.
And I've recognized that fact, but all I can do is like say it in the best terms that I know.
It's sometimes you come by heartless.
Well, I'm not a heartless person.
I know. But your tone sometimes may be taken as blah. this motherfucker here.
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah, it does sometimes. But then it be bullshit in the mix too.
Yeah.
You never know.
But you know what though? My ex used to tell me if you don't argue, like if I didn't argue with him, then he didn't feel like I loved him. And I'm like, I'm not going to fucking argue with you. I don't do that.
No, but see, you got to understand that's how some people...
That's how they live.
That's how they receive. That's love to them in what they've lived and experienced.
Well, man. I'm going to need you to experience some new shit. This called this calm shit. This goddamn 2015 shit. That's what you need to get on. You need to be on the same wavelength that I'm on. People say I got to smoke a spirit. I don't smoke, but I got to smoke a spirit. Let's just goddamn sit here. Listen to these goddamn sounds.
They'll break up with you to find a motherfucker that will argue with their ass.
Clearly. You know clearly. Clearly.
I don't know, yo.
But I'm not gonna change who the fuck I am and start arguing to appease you and getting my blood pressure up. Trust me, if I'm arguing, then that's what we at DEFCON 5 and everybody need to fucking take cover.
It really don't even really ever need to be no argument.
It don't.
That should just be like, yo, boom, this happened. We gonna discuss it.
And be gone. Keep me moving.
Yeah, I ain't in the fussing.
Back and forth, yo.
In the fussing relationship, and that's just not good for you.
Let me tell you, my head hurt every damn day. I went mute for, you can ask anybody to know my ex-husband, ask him. I went mute for 5 months. We'll be sitting there riding in the car together. I wouldn't say shit. I went mute. That's how you know I'm done. I didn't say shit. I think I might have said 2 words to him in 5 fucking months. Like, and I think they would have I think it came up to what? Get your shit together. I think it was like something like this. Like, I have nothing to say to you. Like, why am I still in this relationship? This is bullshit.
Word.
Teach me to sign my name on shit. Speaking of, this is perfect time to bring in this song. This is Big Sean, Almost Wrote You a Love Song. Have you heard this shit?
No, but
love this shit. This about is my to see. Shit. I love it.
Tried to write a love song. I wanted it to be just right. Tried to make it beautiful, but all I could think about was our last fight. I was gonna play it on piano. Had a drums coming real bold, but I couldn't think of anything good to say. So the big ballad strings will never get played. Pretty melody I wrote will never get sang. Piece of paper that I started with got thrown away. A song I find I love will never see the light of day. Why? 'Cause you made it that way. You screwed it all up. Playing games now, you're just a lame who's crazy out of bitch. Luck. I almost wrote you a love.
She threw my watch
song
out the window, chain in her hand. She running through the crib, finding anything she can. Our relationship is not the only thing that's out of hand. Look, she even called my mama like, you need to get your man, 'cause your son lying on me, I ain't trying to get a tan. And this the last time I had me crying in my hand. So I'm headed to the club, trying to find a man. Bitch, you headed to the club, trying to find a man. What is you saying? Had hoes and passionate nightgowns, but you the only one I imagine in white gowns. So where you left hand, you should let me add a ring to it, 'cause Mr. and Mrs. Anderson just has a ring to it. She like, why you act like that to me? What? And walk right back, Mike Jack to me. Every time we fall out, I'll throw your ass out, but you just end up boomeranging right back to me. What the fuck?
But you screwed it all up. Playing games now, you're just a lame who's out. out of luck. I think you crazy.
Crazy. You need medication. You should calm down. You need meditation. Sending me a text with 100 exclamations about how I'm wrong without any explanation at all. Before you say another nigga next up, I should call a maid down cause I messed up. But gave you what you need, even on them shopping sprees. I would throw you paper like extra, extra.
About it.
She said, what if we reverse roles? And you was front row cheering at my first shows. And a couple dollars later and some Louis Vuitton clothes. I could fuck a couple niggas thinking that you said I know. And since I had no feelings for them, then it shouldn't hurt yours. And since you thought I'd never do it, it even hurt more.
Let me talk.
And I would lie about it, but you found out from a source whose word was more truthful than yours.
I'm so glad I didn't ever pin it. Now you ain't got nothing with your stupid name in it. And if I would've did it, would've probably stayed with you. Listening to the lies you were constantly telling, you did me all wrong. What would even make me wanna write you a song? So glad I moved on. Cause now I got a new guy that's turning me on. And the big ballad strings about to get played. Pretty melody I wrote is about to get sang. A song about his love is gonna see the light of day. Why? Cause you made it that way.
Almost got down.
Yeah, you almost had me. You almost called me slipping, but it's alright. It's alright. Yeah, I had to go back to high school on that ass. It's alright. You almost thought I been slipping. It's nothing though. Replace new face. Good day. yo. While we on like the hip hop tip. No, we gotta take it to my boy. Let's take it to my boy. We're gonna take it to Kanye Bittersweet. You know, Bittersweet.
I do.
I love this track, man. I love this track.
Bittersweet. You're gonna be the death of me. I don't want you, but I need you. I love you, but hate you at the very same time.
See what I want so much, she never hurt this bad. Never did this before, that's what the verdict says. We've been generally warned, that's what the surgeon says. God talk to me now, this is an emergency. And she claims she only with me for the currency. You cut me deep, bitch, cut me like surgery. And I was too proud to admit that it was hurting me. I never do that to you, at least purposely. We breaking up again, we making up again. But we don't love no more, I guess we fucking then. Have you ever felt you ever want to kill her? And you mix them emotions with your killer. And you mix that with a little bad advice. On one of them bad nights, you have a bad fight. And you talk about her family, her aunt and shit. And she say, motherfucker, your mama's a bitch, you know. Domestic drama and shit. All the attitude, I never hit a girl, but I shake the shit out of you. But I'ma be the bigger man, big pimpin' like Jigga Man. Oh, I guess I figure it.
Bittersweet, you're gonna be the death of me. I don't want you, but I need you. I love you and hate you at the very same time.
See what I want so much, she never hurt this bad. Never did this before, that's what the virgin says. We've been generally warned, that's what the surgeon says. God talk to me now, this is an emergency. And my nigga said I shouldn't let it worry me. I need to focus on the girls we getting currently. But I've been thinking and it got me back to sinking in. This relationship it even got me back to drinking at his Hennessy. It's gonna be the death for me. And I always thought that you having my child was a destiny. But I can't even vibe with you sexually. Cause every time that I try, you will question me. Saying you fucking them girls, disrespecting me. You don't see how your lies is affecting me. You don't see how life was supposed to be. And I never let a nigga get that close to me. And you ain't cracked up to what you were supposed to be. You always gone, you always be where them hoes to be. And this the first time she ever spilled a soul to me.
Bittersweet,
I fucked up and I know it, G.
You're gonna be,
I guess it's bittersweet poetry.
I don't want you, but I need you. I love you and hate you at the very same time. Bittersweet. You're gonna be the death of me. I don't want you, but
See what I want so much, shit never hurt this bad. Never did this before, that's what the Virgin says. We've been gently warm, that's what the surgeon says. God talk to me now, this is an emergency. See what I want so much, shit never hurt this bad. Never did this before, that's what the Virgin says. We've been gently warm, that's what the surgeon says. God talk to me now, this is an emergency.
Yes, sweet, you're gonna be there for me. I don't want you, but I need you. I love you and hate you at the very same time.
Yeezy.
He did that. I don't care what y'all say about no Yeezy. I like him. But while we talk about people that the industry be kicking and shit that I happen to personally like, say what you want, I like them. We gonna put on that Chris Brown. Oh, you know what I'm going.
People like Chris Brown.
People like Chris Brown, but they like to talk shit about Chris Brown. They need to leave him alone.
Hey,
and maybe he will leave him alone.
Him and Kanye have like the same thing, though, like on like a different kind of wavelength. But
yeah,
the love, and a lot of people love him, a lot of people hate him. They're somewhat polarized.
Yeah,
I think Breezy's extremely talented.
Oh yeah, he is, and it's Goodbye Song. You know that was the breakup song for a minute. For everybody on it.
Cha-cha-cha-cha-cha.
I love it.
All that bullshit's for the birds. You ain't nothing but a vulture. Always hoping for the worst, waiting for me to fuck up. You'll regret the day when I find another girl, yeah. They know just what I need, she know just what I mean. When I tell her, keep it drama free. Best of luck. Now I'm finna throw them deuces up.
What you mean I ain't call you? I hit you when I landed. I'm waiting in my hotel room. Seems like we're arguing more and it's getting less romantic. Yeah, I think she'll be able to tell soon. But I fuck you right, I will. I fuck you right, I will. I fuck you like no one has ever, ever made you feel. I mean, it's part of our relationship's amazing still. I might just put up with the arguing and stay for real. You looking bad, girl, for goodness sakes. You with all those curves and me without no breaks. Ooh, I'm willing to work it out however long it takes you. You feel like you miss those happy days, but girl, that makes two of us. Our timing is wrong. Your friends always tying up every line on your phone. Yeah, but telling bitches that you'll always be my missus. And the hardest part about the fucking business is minding your own. And every time I try and break it off, we just yell until we're tired, then I break you off. It's useless, all this fighting, let's get past it now. Even when I throw them deuces, you just send them back around.
Your wrists and fingers glisten, ice cold like Michigan. Hey, look at what we living in, here we go with this again. I just keep on talking, but I guess that you ain't listening. Rather run around with them nothing ass bitches then. Go on, got me hot, smoking like a chimney. We used to be best friends, now it seems we finna be enemies. Deep inside is killing me, but soon it's gonna be killing you. To see her in that two-seater, no, that's gonna hurt your feelings, boo. Didn't you think you would be over me by now? So you go sleeping with them clowns, they are no relief. She spoke her piece, I know caprice, so love must be let go, released into the wind. Again, again, them deuces, I must throw your peace.
You know what, yo? You a bitch. You should have a travel agent, cause you a trip. You should make your own toilet tissue since you the shit. But all you got is some fucking issues, you fucking bitch. I hate niggas, but I love your mom. Give her a kiss for me.
her second son. Get your mind right, baby, you'll get your shit together. You gon' be hot a little while, I'ma be rich forever. Girls seducers, they come in deuces, but when I cut them off, they always become a nuisance. Niggas take my old flows and they take my old swag. He just took my old bitch and turned it to his new bitch. I'm stupid, but I won't get my drama on. What I'm dealing with is too real for me to comment on. They finally got it through my head, not to run my mouth. So when y'all talk about you know who, I don't know who you talking about.
According to my old bitch, I be on some new ish. She was on some old ish. Now I got a new bitch. Think I give two ish. You ain't gon' do ish. Meet my two fingers. Intro, deuces, deuces. If you knew better, you do better. Wanna give the middle finger, but I got two
so
better.
You gon' diss me even though you know it's wrong. No, you gon'
diss me.
Rizzy voice, now I'm ghost baby, four door Rizzy Royce. Tryna work it out, might be a bad business choice. I'm about my business, boys. Plus I make paper, come on, that's old news. Yesterday's paper, oh you talking, what about? If it ain't how I kept you studded out, you might as well shut your mouth. You never score another me, I shut it out. Act like it's gum in your head, girl, cut it out.
Got a pocket full of honey, she the only one that's missing. Got a bucket full of ice and a wash to go with it. Got a racing Lamborghini, have my homies scared to drive. Haters better put their heads down, they know that boy be fly. All the charter planes, now I'm talking ball of slang. R-O-C-A-Y on the wall in that Hall of Fame. I let my denim sag, red Louis belt. How can you love me, baby? First you gotta love yourself.
The farewell email from a female. But I'm a player, I ain't gonna tell you all the details. What it entails is hard to say, like selling seashells by the seashore. But she's not a bore, but neither a whore. Who needs to know more? Kind you can't ignore, but want to open the door for, or when in your favorite store and leave with all them shopping bags and half of it ain't yours. I did things for, ain't rich, ain't poor. I wanted to do more, but hell, I just ain't no. Well enough to know if this was all that she came for, but enough to know tonight excited she came for. Times to my cousin's house to see if I was there. Get your minds out the gutter, man. We out here trying to have a good time, and here I am all heavy with the words where somebody that's a nerd likely fast forward. But shit, they ask for it. It's hard to throw up the deuces, cause when you know it's juicy, you start to sound like Confucius when making up excuses. Chase Cabooses took the track gone. I gotta find me a new locomotive. Stop making sad songs.
I'm with some new shit. I'm chucking my deuces up to her. I'm moving on to something better, better, better. No more trying to make it work. You make me wanna say bye-bye, say bye-bye, say bye-bye to her. You make me wanna say bye-bye, say bye-bye, say bye-bye to her.
We've been representing the dudes kind of hard right now. So let's switch things up. Now, you know this is one of my favorites. This is one of your favorites too, bitch.
Which one?
We're
going to
do
one?
That Chrisette Michelle Epiphany. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You the one told me to listen to this song.
Did I?
Yeah.
Damn, I don't remember what this is about.
Ladies empowerment tip. Let's go ahead and put, oh, you know, Bianca gotta make the list. She got some good ones. She got some good ones. I want to go with the best thing I never had. This reminds me of a place I once was.
You did everything right, no lies,
in the air.
Your head should have been in the air.
Your head was in the air.
Yeah, it was.
It was probably a lot of hands in the air. I don't listen to Beyonce.
I'm saying, she ain't one of my famous Bobby Dell. If I don't get props for Providence Zoo, I'm just saying, I am the one that got away. Alright? Don't make me start listening to that motherfuckers who say it.
Girl power anthem.
You right. Shit. Hey. Don't let me start running down my motherfucking list of people who can say that. I am the one. Dang, you know what?
That is a dope song, though.
I found the good and goodbye. That's all I'm letting you know. I found the great and good day, okay? I'm just saying.
That's a dope song, though. I can't front on that shit. Yeah. That shit go hard.
And then in the video, like, that really looked like her when she was a kid, and this dude being a jackass. It's like, you know he kicking himself right now. You gotta admit. You ever see the video?
You gotta see the video.
It's like, they show her, like, when she was, like, a teenager, and I guess she was at some kind of dance with this dude, and the dude was being a dick ass, like, leaving her to dance by herself and start dancing with the bitch behind her, so she ran out. Like, this is like some real life, back in the day shit that happened.
Hey.
You gotta watch that video. It's like,
that shit happens,
dude. I'm just saying.
Damn, you walked out on Beyonce, dog.
Yeah. And then you on the video, nigga.
He wasn't gonna make it till then.
I'm just saying, though.
On the other side, this nigga probably like, psh, nigga. I care for Beyonce. Like, I was like, out. You know what I'm saying?
That's such a man thing to say.
Perhaps that song goes hard. I see why people like that song. I don't typically listen to Beyonce. Not that Beyonce is not good, because Beyonce is good. But it's just that not my bag.
I feel you, but when I seen it and I heard it, I was like, oh yes, bitch, yes, throw your hand in the air, shit.
It was a concert, man.
It was a moment. I was there. That's all I let you know. I went back to that moment.
That's just a dope track.
I went back to that place and time. I went to my little time machine and went big. Like, yeah, nigga, what you gonna do now? Nah. Now you over there looking all sad and shit. No. All right. Oh, okay. We're gonna take it down to hometown hero. Let's throw on that Anthony Hamilton, Can't Let Go.
No matter what the people say, I can't let go. I can't let go. No. Oh, why must they try to tear down the house when they know it's made from love and they can never stand in our way? We made a vow to love through it all. We are one, and no one has the right to tear my love down. No matter what the people say, no, I'm gonna love you anyway. You are my life. Ooh, I can't let it go. Even if we fuss or fight, try to get it right.
Get it right.
You are my life. Ooh, I can't let it go. Even if we disagree, you can put it all on me. Say that a love like ours won't last. God made no mistakes when he sheltered me with your heart. There's no safer place than to be in love, and here I will stand. And there ain't gonna never ever leave you alone. No matter what the people say, I'm gonna love you anyway.
No matter what the people say,
I can't let you go. Even if we fuss or fight,
even if we
try to make it right. You are my life, I can't let go. Even if we disagree,
even if
you can
we
put
disagree,
it on me. You are my life, I can't let you go.
No,
I can't
let you go.
just hit a nerve for you.
Not specifically. I know what that song is right there.
That's why you sped it up, huh?
Well, not to speed it up, but we don't need to sit and listen to that one. That'd be the song where you down, be down if I can get the pussy again. If you're so fortunate. If life work out that way.
Man, shout out the music maestro, Fleet DJ Brother. He's crazy as hell. He said, if your girlfriend trusts you, you're ugly. That's not true.
Word.
If I'm actually calling somebody my man, then I got a great deal of trust. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you gotta depend upon what's the agreed upon arrangement. If we doing this, then we doing this. If we ain't doing that, then we ain't doing that. Don't try to be that.
Don't
we
try
doing
to change
this
game.
And then you look. Do. And we both know you doing this other shit. It's like, okay, well, you know you can do that,
but I'm gonna do this.
Well, we gotta agree upon some stipulations. What's going on here? And if it's not cheating, if you like.
What's not cheating?
Had some shit that y'all done talked about, and damn, that's what y'all doing.
But what if y'all had some shit y'all talked about, and then. Never mind.
Yeah, because you never even really know what the other person doing. Just like.
You hey. True. I'm just saying. So we're going to put on that pleasure pre did you wrong, and then I'm going to ask you on the back end.
That's what's up. Pleasure P, this is where we are.
Yeah.
Pleasure P.
Sit back and think for a second, yeah. You know what I mean? Now there's a lot of haters out there hating on people, relationships and stuff. Don't nobody wanna see you happy. They always trying to take your joy, bring you down. You feel
no.
But you gotta be the one. Sit by your mate and it's safe. But we gotta put up with each other's shit. The easiest thing to do is leave. You did. Anyway, check this out. Yeah.
I don't wanna lose this relationship, so we gotta stay strong. Don't wanna move on. I know you're sick, tired of the fussing and the fighting and the cussing, but I love you and you love me too. I'm putting too much time. I ain't trying to waste my time. Ain't no need to waste no time. Cause we done put in too much time. When you're in a relationship, the easiest thing for you to do is to leave. You gotta stick it out and work it out. And I stick it out and I work it out. And I stick it out. Cause at the end of the day,
saying, baby.
baby, you dig, huh? You dig, yeah. I like your boy. I love you. Come on.
My question in order. So what I asked Bish is basically, when you have said situation already pre-agreed, when do you negotiate, when do you renegotiate this agreement?
Basically it gets renegotiated when one of the parties wants to renegotiate it.
So do you feel like that's an option, or we gotta stick to these terms that we are, you knew what it was getting into it?
Man, hey, don't ain't nobody forced to stick with anything as far as relationship is concerned. Not by no ring, not by no title, not by no kids.
When motherfuckers decide they out, they out. The marriage certificate should be able to be renewed.
Renewed for
what? Every other license can be renewed.
Renewed why?
Change contract. Do you still want to be in this situation? Every 5 years it come up. Look, you want to opt out?
All that's, well, you can do that. You can opt out now. You know what I'm saying? There's going to be penalties and damn shit you got to pay.
True.
To get out, but damn, hey. And people will fucking just get out the marriage but still be married. That's all kind of shit that goes on with that shit, man.
True. I know somebody that's been separated for like 5, 6 years. Like, nigga.
But yo, if you listen to it, the last line in the song, he says, I want you, I need you, so let's just work it out. You know what I'm saying?
If you doing me wrong and I'm doing you wrong, it's like, we gotta really discuss what's making us do this wrong. You know what I'm saying?
And how wrong is wrong at the end of the day? Who's doing what and what's going on and how bad is it really?
Because, you know, personally, like, I have my own things about relationships, things I put up with, things I won't. But I'm kind of a, and I guess that's what made me, that's why I'm single, because a lot of shit I just don't give a shit about that I guess I should give a shit about. Maybe. But I got too much shit going on. Like, I'm working, I'm going to school. Like, I got my shit together. Not many bitches got their shit together. I got my shit together and I'm getting it more together. So for me to just, I'm not gonna ever be that chick to be digging in your phone trying to see who you talking to. I ain't gonna put nobody on blast, but yeah. I was chilling with somebody, and I'm on, like, we just like tripping, and I'm playing on the video camera or whatever, right? And all of a sudden a text come through, and I'm like, oh, I don't think I'm supposed to see this.
Yeah, that happens.
And I was like, he was like, what? I was like, yeah, she said she wants you to fall in it. So,
yeah. Yeah, he go to, she wants you to fall in it.
Like, look, that's gay to him. Like, she wants you to fall in it. Like, look, what I would do, get mad?
But yeah, you was okay with it.
I was like, cool.
I feel the same way. Much the same way.
Just because it was like perfectly timed, because he just was like, man, don't nobody want me. I'm like,
somebody want me.
I said, this wants you to fall in, don't she?
You got some good news coming through on this motherfucker.
Yeah, somebody wants you now. You're desirable. And then, you know, I had questions. How does one fall in it? Is it that big and loose where you could just jump and parachute in the bitch? She got loose.
You can fall up in it though. Nah.
I don't want to know. I'm gonna fall
in some pussy real quick though. What y'all finna do? Shit.
That shit was hilarious to me though. I ain't even gonna front. I got a good laugh off of that shit. I guess because the timing was so damn perfect.
Hey. It happens. It's like,
that shit, my stomach hurt. I laughed so hard at that shit, yo. I'm a laid back type chick. I can't do the drama. You can tell by our friendship. Like, we don't even have drama in our friendship. Like,
why would we, yo?
I'm just saying, like, we just cool ass people. Like, I don't.
I would definitely.
And if I gotta drop with one of my good friends, trust me, I'm not happy. I'm not.
If you have drama with me, you should just come talk to me.
No, I'm talking about, you already know us, but I'm just saying, like, when me and one of my close friends not right, I'm not right. Like, I'm all bad. Like, if we were to fall out, I would probably fall apart. I feel a way about that. I would feel a way about that.
Yeah.
I mean, you see my psycho look.
That's definitely not the kind of thing that would happen to me myself. I try not to, like, be in those situations. Whatever it is, it's not that bad that we can't have a conversation about it.
And work that shit out.
Yeah. Particularly make my good friends.
We've been friends, what, 15, 16 years now. So.
It's been a while.
Yeah, we got years in the game. You ain't going nowhere. I'm sorry, you a part family. Mama like you, so you stuck. Oh, well. Mama like you, grandma like you. You stuck, you family.
Just forget about old Bishop over there.
I'm about to say, look, just come on, pull your plate up, let's go.
I got a plate for him too.
Yeah. I'm about to say, Sharp spent Christmas with us. Now everybody loves Sharp. Like, yeah. Yo, he was on the open gifts with the rest of us. Like, nice. Come on. Like, if you can't be, that's the type of family I have though, and that's what I love. Like, we ain't gonna leave nobody by themselves. You in town on the holiday by yourself, you over here with us. Come on. If I like you. If I don't like you, you better keep your ass over there.
I don't like you, right?
Hey, you better stay over there.
What you gonna do?
You better stay over there. Anyway, after Pleasure Breed, and they hurting each other. Let's just say they damaged. So we're gonna go to Deadly Kane. We're gonna go to Damage. I'm damaged. I'm damaged. I admit it.
This is a dope song.
I'm just saying, I admit it. I'm damaged. I think I'm cynical more than damaged, though.
Do you got a first aid? Do you know how to patch up a wound? Tell me, are you patient, understanding? 'Cause I might need some time to clear the hole in my heart tonight. I try every remedy and nothing seems to work for me. Baby, this situation's driving me crazy.
Feel deep inside.
makes you pray, makes you cry. But it's gonna be alright one day. This too shall pass. Sometimes you gotta go through the pain to experience the joy. This too shall pass.
What?
And
it came.
You remember that at the end of last night?
Oh,
he
yeah.
He didn't really answer. He was like, you know, if you ain't answer your phone, I was gonna come by your house and shoot that shit up.
It was crazy on the record.
Well, damn. So, look, well, damn. See, I was in the bathroom taking a shit. I mean, can I be away from my phone for a second without you coming over to shoot my shit up? I'm just asking.
Coming over. Shooting it up.
I ain't asking no question. Your mama can be over there. I'm shooting that shit up. This nigga.
Fire up, nigga.
Let's see. All right, we only got a couple more left, y'all. So we gonna throw out while we got a little upbeat going. You remember Mariah Carey came out with that Emancipation of Mimi? That shit was so fucking hard, man. But she had that Shake It Off. Tell me, I wasn't shaking shit off when that shit came on. Let me tell you, I was. She said, "Hold on, my phone's breaking up. I'm gonna." You tell she went through this shit. Look, the phone's breaking up. I'm gonna hang up and call the machine right back because I gotta get this shit off my chest. Like nigga, this is part one. I'm calling your ass back with my heart too. And you better listen to this shit all the way through so it don't be no 5, 6, and 7, okay? We can make this shit an epic trilogy if need be. I'm saying.
Everybody just bounce. Out of here, go somewhere.
I'm gonna shake it off.
Gotta make that move.
Yeah.
For somebody who appreciates all the love I give. Boy,
I gotta shake it off.
Gotta do what's best for me, baby, and that means I gotta
shake it off. By the time you get this message, it's gonna be too late. So don't bother paging me, cause I'll be on my way.
Sit, grabbed all my diamonds and clothes. Just ask your mama, she knows.
You're gonna miss me, baby. Hate to say I told you so.
Yeah.
Well, at first I didn't know, but now it's clear to me. You were cheap with all your freaks and like impulsively.
So packed up with Louis Vuitton, jumped in your ride and took off.
You'll never ever find a girl who loves you more than me.
I gotta shake it off. Cause my love, it ain't the same. And you keep on playing games like you know I'm here to stay.
I gotta shake it off.
Just like the cows on commercial life. Really gotta get up out of here and go somewhere.
I gotta shake it off.
Gotta make that move. Find somebody who appreciates all the love I give. Boy,
I gotta shake it off.
Gotta do what's best for me, baby, and that means I gotta
shake it off.
Gotta
shake it off.
On the beach, in the streets where Joe was. Hold up, my phone's ringing up. I'ma hang up and call the machine right back.
I gotta get this off of my mind.
It wasn't worth my time, so I'm leaving you behind.
Yeah,
cause I need a real love in my life.
Save this recording and call. I'm never coming back home. Baby, I'm gone.
Don't you know I gotta
shake it off.
Cause my love, it ain't the same. And you keep on playing games like you know I'm here to stay. Up out of here and go somewhere.
I gotta shake it off.
Gotta make that move. Find somebody who appreciates all the love I give. Boy,
I gotta shake it off.
Gotta do what's best for me, baby, and that means I gotta
shake it off.
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 get up out of here. I
gonna shake you
out of me now.
Say what? For
somebody who
appreciates all
I
love.
I like that
one. Shake you out.
Gotta do what's best for me. Maybe, and that means I gotta
shake you out. Shake you out.
Oh, oh, oh. I'm shaking it off, y'all. I'm shaking it off. You'll see it. Shake it. I'm shimmying it off. Everybody out there need to be shaking that shit off. Don't let this, it's summertime. It's time to wild out. I had the best conversation with one of my oldest friends, and we were trying to put, we were trying to piece together our past. Now it, that was just sad as shit, y'all. I laughed from a good healthy place last night. Huh. Like consistently laughed from a good healthy place. Oh, so while we talking about sad love songs and shit, we gonna go ahead and put on that Jagged Edge. You remember that Walk Out of Heaven? Bruh. That video made me feel like, damn. They really did. You see it? What? It's all black and shit. Like, damn. They I feel this. I feel this. Do you not feel this, bitch? Do you remember this song? Do you not feel this? They had walked out of heaven. See, what had happened was they had fucked up, and then they knew they had a good little situation, which was heaven, and then they done went down to purgatory.
Purgatory.
Mm-hmm.
Done walked out of heaven and fucked
you
it
gonna,
up.
You just gonna walk out. You done bungee jumped your little retarded ass up off a good thing into the great abyss of what? Nothingness.
Word. Sidebar, anybody who hasn't seen that Dame Dash interview, you need to like go watch the whole thing on YouTube, The Breakfast Club. That shit is classic material. You know? I had to watch it like twice.
I always watch The Breakfast Club, though. I like that show.
Yeah, I watch this show like a lot as well. Really, but damn, the Dame Dash, you need to see it. It's like,
in your
it's now a part of pop culture. Remember, it like, is. Kanye's interview with them with Sway.
George Bush. Oh, you don't have the answers.
How, Sway?
How?
You ain't got the answers.
You ain't got Sway. The answers. I know he did an interview.
I am Warhol. I am Disney. This is fucking bugging me.
No, I watched the interview he did after that on The Breakfast Club. Matter of fact, on The Breakfast Club. And he was like, maybe I should have said it so aggressive, but he didn't have the answers.
He didn't, though.
He didn't have the answers.
I fuck with Kanye. I like Kanye. You know
I like
what
Kanye,
too. Kanye be wild, though. He was
and
all
he be on that brown, though. That's what people don't be realizing. When you on that brown, you just don't give a shit.
No, the brown pulls to calm you down.
Bullshit.
Just,
the white, no, the clear makes
the nigga
clear.
Said, why you think me and Dame cool?
We assholes.
So him and Dame probably talk to each other the same way.
They do. I'm because, sure you know, do. He talked about that. You need to watch that Kanye interview he did. He talked about that. Him and Dame supposed to be doing like a production company together, like doing movies.
Yeah, they doing got a little thing. Yeah. I just watched the thing today. The check for the Dame Dash movie. He said he got his own movie he doing it. It's like $5. You can put it up. I forgot the name of the movie. The Losada Project or something like that. Losada.com or something. I don't know. I'm going to check it out. If it's good, I'm going to come back and tell you it's good.
If not, you know what I want to see? Shit. I just watched something on Netflix that was bomb. I saw one screaming. It's like Yellow something or another. Yellow Sunset about like the Nigeria war, and then these two sisters, they were like living in London, but they were real rich, and it was real good. That's all I can tell you. Right. But we need to make a movie, and not like a movie, but a real movie.
Like a movie.
Yeah, not a nasty movie.
Nah.
You know when niggas say make a movie, they automatically go to. Yeah,
I'm not against making those kinds of movies, but I was thinking like
my mother listens to the show.
Not the movie. Yeah, I'm not thinking about that kind of movie. No.
I don't make such movies, mother.
Yeah, me neither. I've never made one myself. I'm just not against it.
You never made one for real?
Nah, yo. People don't be into
me
that
either.
Kind of stuff, yo.
Me either. Me either, mother. No.
And that's not the kind of thing that I'm just gonna push. You know what I'm saying? It's like you gauge it. If they're down, cool. If not, then you know. Well, you know. Whatever.
I thought you probably had some 95s up there somewhere.
Not I, Super Cat. Not me.
put on that damn Jagged Edge. Did we put on Jagged Edge already? Here it comes, we come to Jagged Edge.
Blessing he gave to me, I see everything clearer now. The night is black as it's ever been. Without my girl, I'ma lose it. And I pray that he just sheds his grace on me. I need just to be back with my baby. Feels like I live and throw my life away.
If it's meant to be, she'll come back and she'll forgive me. And the best thing I can do is to just let her go. I don't wanna do it. But if I continue to push, she'll just pull away. And I know that in my heart, it's a reality. I didn't treat her like she wanted to be treated. And I hope that she's not alone.
Feels like I done damn near thrown my life away.
I done damn near thrown my life away.
Just like a town that's lost that
don't know what to do.
Get back right with you.
Get back right with you.
Feel like I done damn near thrown my life away.
Feel like I just walked out of heaven, babe. Feel like I can't walk. I feel like I can't talk.
You know you feel that shit, bitch. He said, "Hey, hey, hey."
And I walked out of heaven. It was that good. If it's good to me, I'm chilling. I ain't fucking going. I'm chilling.
He said he like a child that's lost at 7. I was lost in the grocery store once, and my mama made them. This is before they had Amber Alerts. You know I'm old as shit. This is before Amber Alerts. This is before they had any of that good shit. My mama made them shut the fucking Kmart. She said, "Ain't nobody going out this motherfucker." And that was a direct quote. She'll tell you too. That shit was funny as hell to me. She said, "Oh, ain't nobody leaving this store until I find my baby."
Nobody's leaving.
Nobody leaving this motherfucker.
Everybody just relax. Everybody relax.
Now, I suggest y'all either work with me or you line up to the side. What you gonna do?
Nah. This is how it's gonna go. This was fitting to go down right here. This,
you know, my mama a G, so I was being real with y'all. My mama get real on that ass, and you be like, oh shit.
But the kids are babies.
Oh yeah, about me. I'm the greatest. Even though she gotta go to the, you know, I'm gonna tell y'all what my mama said. I'm about to buy a house, y'all. So I told my mother for my housewarming, I wanted a puppy. I said, that's what I want. You know what this heifer tell me?
What did she tell you?
She gonna get me one fucking towel. She said, I'm gonna get you a towel. One.
A towel.
I said, okay. Duly noted. When you go to the nursing home, I'm gonna get you a towel. You're gonna have a comb with a tooth on it.
At the home.
Somebody was like, that was hilarious. I was like, yeah, she gonna have them all hee hees and gigglings up in the nursing home. And I'm gonna have my own little kiki fest. Get that. Kiki-ing. Tell me, gonna give me one damn towel. Alright, so we gotta put on the best ever. Kind of breakup song, but kind of redeeming from it. This is a song I love. People don't be remembering this song, and they need to show this song love. We're going to that R. Kelly, One Man. Yes, you remember this. One man can make one woman hate all men.
Kells, you know I fuck with that. Kells, like, anything. You know, Kells. Like,
you know, he got a couple of them on there, but this song don't be getting no goddamn love like it need be. So we gotta let that woman. I love this.
I'm not gonna let you down.
Yeah. I'm gonna love you. I'm gonna hold you. I'm gonna give you everything that you desire. You don't have to question love.
Cause when I get home, I'll show you love. I know you're hurting me because of what he did. Well, here I am to rescue you from that man of sin. He took your life from you and molded you for him. Promised you brighter days, but now your light is dim. He had no right to do the things he did to you. If I had half a chance, girl, I'd be good to you. Don't let. Don't let what happened in your past hurt our future.
One man can make one woman hate all men.
Tell me, why is it that
one man can make one woman hate all men?
Makes a woman hate all men.
One man, ooh, can, yeah, make one woman hate all men.
I'm sorry that took your heart and did you in. You lived your life a lie. Now it's time to seek the truth. If it takes the rest of my days, I'm gonna make it up to you. So let your guard on down. I don't wanna go no rounds. Cause baby, I'm here for you. Truly, truly here for you. So don't let. Don't let what happened in the past hurt our future.
One man can make, oh, one woman hate all men.
Somebody tell me, why is it that
one man can make one woman hate all men?
Sometimes we can make a woman hate all men.
One man can make, yeah, yeah, one, yeah, woman hate all men.
Why is it that
one man,
girl, I'm sorry that he took your heart and did you
in.
I'm not trying to hurt you.
I'm not trying to hurt you, pretty baby.
I just want, oh yeah, sweet love to you.
All I wanna do is make you feel good all over.
I'm making love all the things he said, yeah, he did to you and he didn't. Girl, I'll do for you.
Baby, I'll do, vow to. Cause I'm sorry that,
he took your heart
and did you in, yeah.
One man can make
one woman
hate all men.
One man can make one woman hate all men. Why is it that?
One man can make
one man
hate all.
Can
make one woman hate all men.
Girl, I'm sorry that he took your heart and did you in, yeah.
One
ladies, it was us all alone.
One woman hate all
men. Made you get up. No, you really didn't want to do it.
Woman,
hey, but being pissed off and us led you to it. Yes, it did. Yes, it did. Yes, it did. Oh. It means I'm sorry, baby, for coming in late, for being out all night. Hey,
See,
I was so busy out there doing it wrong. While you
the bridges you burn.
That shit right there is serious. Is that a breakup song?
Yeah.
I can't tell.
While you listened to the end of, while you was out there getting your group. Well, I said it was one of them songs where it's like the redeeming of the breakup. Like, the nigga after.
That's all.
The nigga after.
That right there is a fantastic song. Yeah.
Yeah,
I fuck with that shit. The long way, you know what I'm saying?
Well, you don't think I'm going down is a breakup song, and it really is.
Well, Mary J. Blige.
Yes.
Let's throw that on right quick.
Okay. Time on my hands.
Time on my hand. Since you've been away, boy, plans. No, 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 no. And the sound of the rain against my window pane is slowly, driving me insane. Boy, gone.
If I ever lose you, I'll be going down. I said I'll be going down. Oh, oh. Please forgive me, baby. I'm so sorry, 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 sorry. What did I do wrong? I said, what did I do wrong? Please forgive me, baby, and come on home. Going down, going down, going down.
I'm just saying, bitch. She say, in the sound of the rain against my window pane, slowly driving me insane. She going down. She ain't say the nut going down. The tears are going down, bitch. The tears. The tears.
That song is dope right there.
It is. It's a beautiful song.
Remember that song well. That shit came out on a Thursday.
And you were getting hit on a Tuesday.
Hey. Have I told this story before here? You heard it? Okay.
For the cheap seats in the back, you may not know that.
Man.
Just saying.
That's like one of those things that it takes you back to a place.
Yeah, you know, the year was 1998.
And that shit was like strong 94, maybe 93. I was trying on the really, really.
And you remember it well.
She's like fucking 20. I done got old, bruh. I done fell off. man. OG status on the game, I guess. I don't
Triple
know.
OG Bobby Johnson over here. I can't.
I read Story Allen in the game. Still over here trying to shoot from the outside.
They got you brick far trying to see if you still got it.
Well, Peyton Manning still in that motherfucker. Can't do it like I used to. I don't even want to put it on the YouTube.
I can't with you today. We supposed to be all broken hearted and sad and helping the people with these broken hearts and shit. We over here kikiing.
We definitely helping them, I think.
Damn, yeah. I might pout for a day, but I ain't gonna be mad. Like, get your life. I could give a shit. Embrace, replace, new face. Next.
Hey, everybody else.
I'm just saying, dick come down a dozen.
For themselves at the end of the day.
I'm a thousandaire.
I just trying to get there, you know what I'm saying? Consistently. That's all I'm trying to do.
I would like consistency. I definitely would. I would like that one little person I go to, you know. I don't know. I've been kicking it with somebody for a minute though.
Yeah.
But he, I don't know people. I don't
need a whole bunch of go-to. I'm a pass sometimes, you know what I'm saying? But I'm definitely willing to score the rock up by myself, you know what I'm saying? On my own.
Yeah,
I definitely need help here and there. I do pass too. Like this, you know, boop. You get it, you got that, I got you, boom, there it is.
You know, sometimes you need that. You know what Mary J. Mitch say? You all that I need, I'll be there for you. If you keep it real with me, I keep it real with you. Loving your whole skis and we in there, boo, because after that, you got the good shit with you. Oh.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
The good power you.
Yeah, there you go.
The good power you.
But, you know. I'm just saying, but, you know, my shit flow nicely, though. Look, my shit flow nicely though. You couldn't tell that wasn't the original lyric for the churin.
Nah, well, it was though. That was they had the radio version and then the not so.
Yeah, you right.
What you call it version?
Yeah, all night, sweet morning dew. Oh, I just got an idea. Never mind. We'll do that later. All right, y'all. We done kept y'all for a way long time today. We don't really give a shit though. So you catch us Monday through Thursday. 9 a.m. until whenever. And of course you know how to find us. It's at the Bannat Show. Everything BANGNAT show and or radio. And then you can find us. I'm Empress Journey. And that's with two E's, no Y. And he is
Heavy Mixing, man. Hit my Instagram at Heavy Mixing. HEAVYMIXXIN. It's no G on it. You know what I'm saying? Hit me up.
No G. Too X's.
Or also tag Heavy Mixing when you out there mixing heavy.
Yeah. That's what we do. Hashtag Heavy Mixing.
Hashtag is a lifestyle.
Yes. I have to start hashtagging that. And of course, you can check us out on Kick Survive.
Absolutely. We got them Jordans. And you can also check BishopWinstonBoutique.com. It's we're gonna have them sneakers and apparel, so you know we out y'all. You know, we ain't gonna talk
to you. We ain't gonna talk you bitch. Oh yeah, we got the app. Download the app.
Please, that, for free it. On our iPhone, Android,
Amazon,
so Google Blackberry, Play Store, wherever you go into. That.
We there. The shows are updated whenever we have a new show. You get it first. So that's the dopeness.
Get it first for free and just rock along.
Yeah. Shake a friend, tell a friend. If you don't like it, tell a friend why you don't like it and still promote us. We appreciate all.
I'm definitely comfortable with that.
Love and hate. All right, y'all. We out. Three DJs. We take it over.